I'll give you a real example. I was with an educational provider CIO, so you know, university provider CIO that was challenged with a big data application deployment. The big data and clinical research department, they're more data scientist based. They were doing some clinical trials of the identified patient data, and their frustration was it would take 5 weeks inside of this organization, 5 weeks to from the time that they put in their service request into the CIO's organization, 5 weeks to be online. The things that went on in the background were clearly departmental budget approval, negotiating and ordering the hardware for the data center, ensuring that the data center was prepped from a cable management, a server room availability, a power, a WIP, a cooling perspective. And so 5 weeks goes by, the data scientist team still doesn't have their environment. They finally get their environment and they're already behind the eight ball. The difference in the cloud server world of what we've seen today, it specifically in that scenario, is that once a BAA or a business associates agreement is signed, so that's always the tough part. The tough part is getting through the legal agreement of who's going to own, you know, the RACI or who's responsible, accountable, consulted, and informed for each component of, you know, not only the infrastructure, but, you know, in many cases, the patient data. But in this scenario, that data scientist team was actually able to spin up their environment in 6.5 hours. Believe it or not, it can actually get easier than that. But in full transparency, many times, you know, those organizations, the things that get held up, not the automation, and I'll speak to that in a second, it's typically things like the security groups and who needs access to the environment and what are the network ports that need to be opened in order to make the application work. And a lot of that stuff is still very much a back and forth conversation, less automation. In regards to automation specifically, cloud service providers are utilizing, you know, bleeding edge technology to actually drive automation. Very clearly, when you have a cloud service provider that doesn't have a scaling problem, let's say it's an Amazon Web Services or a Google or Azure, they have very feature-rich APIs that can be programmatically called to spin up resources on demand. So you don't even have to log into a portal or a console if you want. You can literally do it from your own API calls or your own portal. The neat part about that, in many cases, and certainly in someone like a Clear Data case, is that many, many of these healthcare organizations, they want the same thing as they scale, right? So let's say that they're deploying an EMR application and it's been in the wild for 2 years, but all of a sudden they've signed up 50 more doctors in the last month and they need to clone the application. They need to continue to expand the array or expand their database infrastructure. By utilizing an API, they can actually clone that exact environment, including all of the managed services that are ancillary to that environment, but yet required to make it able to be, let's say, HIPAA compliant based off of, you know, the service provider's interpretation of HIPAA. Those services might be things that normally would take, you know, days or weeks to actually install, because you've got to do things like install vulnerability scanning and patching and monitoring inside of each environment typically. In this scenario, you're not only using JSON APIs to spin up the environment, but you're actually also using those kind of APIs or portals to actually spin up all of the services that ensure that the environment is, one, identical, two, compliant.